Vanity of vanities, vanity of vanities, all is vanity. All their days are full of pain. This also is vanity. The guy writing this, Koheleth, makes you wonder, was he invited to many parties back in his day? He goes, this, what sounds very, very not very uplifting is actually meant to remind people of the world that they were in. That all the world, everything we do in this earth, at the end of time, at the end of life, it doesn't matter. What matters is our relationship with God. And that was to wake up the people, to remind them that, yeah, this is nice here, but remember, it's not all there is. And this thought, it reaches its perfection in Christ. Everything Old Testament that happens in the Old Testament reaches its culmination, its fulfillment in Christ. And we have a reflection of that in St. Paul's letter to the Colossians, where he reminds us of various actions which are not in keeping with the life of Christ. And one of them in particular is greed. What evil desire, greed, which is idolatry. And that's the big problem with greed. That's the problem with when people have an inappropriate relationship with their goods. The problem is not in having stuff. It's not in having the money or not even seeking to increase your goods. The problem is when our priorities are out of order, is when we begin to worship goods, we begin to worship things which are not God, and we make an idol out of those things. And it's that saying, it's in Scripture, the love of money is the root of all evil. Money is not the root of all evil. The love of money, the pursuit, the worship of money, the worship of goods, the worship of things that are not God. There is only one God, and all the other things are not God. And that's the big problem with greed. It makes an idol, makes a false god out of created things, things which are not God. And that's, of course, there's possessions. There's actually money, there's cars, property, all this physical stuff. But we can also be greedy in other things. We can be greedy in seeking human respect. We can be greedy in trying to worship the pursuit of other things which are not God. For example, we can be greedy in... by being entitled. We feel that the world owes us something, therefore we're going to risk our human relationships, risk even our souls, in order to get what we feel is owed to us. And then there are other kinds of greed. We'd be greedy with our time. We are not generous towards other people, and we're not generous towards God. How often do we pray in a day? Are we really being generous towards God? Are we being greedy with our time? Or if we go on vacation, have we made time to like find a church to go for Mass on that Sunday? Or have we just let things go? Or even when people go away for sports, people are willing to sacrifice so much for their sports. Nothing wrong with sports. But if they're not willing to do the same kind of sacrifices for God, who is their God? What do you worship? And so the challenge today is asking us, who do we worship? What do we worship? Is it the God of the universe, or is it the things that universe has created? Do we worship God, or do we worship other things? And so today we are being challenged to, especially appropriately these summer months, people are away at cottages, they're taking part of a lot of fun things, and nothing is wrong with that. It's actually a good thing. It's a good thing to enjoy the things of the earth. But we have to do so in a way that respects the order of things that God has created. God above all things, and then, you know, family, and then all these other things are subordinate. They're under God. As long as we keep God as our top priority, we are doing things right. But the minute that priority gets put somewhere else, that's where the problem becomes. Where it sort of becomes a problem. That's the issue. And that's where we are called to look into our hearts and see, where is God in our hearts? Does he occupy the throne, the king of our hearts? Or has he been pushed to somewhere else? And so today we are called to look at that in respect to created things, material possessions, but also other things. Are those things second to God, or is God second to those things?